on all you think is yours.
CKUT Radio McGill. Fresh breath of alternate air.
Good evening and welcome. This is the Drastic Plastic Program. And this being the final Monday of the month, I am very excited to announce that we are a full schedule Three Amigos edition, as I am joined in our respective studios, I should say. I am joined, of course, with Mark from the Rock and Roll Report.
Good evening.
And also joined by our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks.
Good evening.
Each of them, of course, recording from their own respective studios of Krabby Road Studios and Strangeway Studios. We put it all in a nice musical blender for you and deliver it to you here on Drastic Plastic. So again, let's get on with it. We have a lot of music to cover for this evening. So let's kick things off and send things over to Krabby Road Studios with Mark.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Report. Turn it up!
This month, my covers are definitely more relaxed. And there's a reason for that. They're primarily acoustic. And the reason is we all need to just chill out, man. People are getting crazy. It's partially a result of being cooped up. It's partially a result of, you know, having to do all this stuff to deal with the pandemic that should not be named. And, I just think we need to relax. pour ourselves a nice bourbon or whatever, drink you enjoy, and just chill out, relax, and listen to some songs like this. This is something, this is a band that I just discovered. This is Larkin Poe, and this is their cover of Ozzy Osbourne's Mama, I'm Coming Home. That's right. It's Ozzy like you've never heard him before. Turn it up.
Times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, seems to me. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Wrong. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Dragging clouds so high above, I've only known careless love. It's always hit me from below. But this time around, it's more correct. Right on target, so direct. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Purple clover, queen in lace, crimson hair across your face. You could make me cry if you don't know. Can't remember what I was thinking of. You might be spoiling me with too much love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on the hillside blooming crazy. Crickets talking back and forth in your eyes. Blue river running so lazy. I could stay with you forever and never realize the time. Situations have ended sad. Relationships have all been bad. Mine have been like for length in rainbow. But there's no way I can compare all those scenes to this affair. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing. Staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying. Make me give myself a good talking to. Look for you in old Honolulu, San Francisco, Astor Beulah. You're gonna have to leave me now, I know. I'll see you in the sky above, in the tall grass, in the ones I love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Oh, you're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Oh, you're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
I absolutely love that song, and that's by a musician that I normally would never listen to, and it's a perfect demonstration of how you have to be careful with your musical prejudices. Sometimes you, because for whatever reason you don't like a certain musician or genre or whatever, so you tend not to listen to any music by any of those musicians, and yet you could potentially be missing out on something pretty significant that you can enjoy. This is a perfect example. That was Miley Cyrus. Yeah, Miley Cyrus with her dad, achy, breaky heart, Billy Ray Cyrus, on guitar, covering, I mean, believe it or not, covering Bob Dylan with her rendition of You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go. And that's off of Chimes of Freedom, the songs of Bob Dylan, which was put out by Amnesty International a couple of years ago. And I've played this song before a couple of times in different contexts. And I don't care. No matter how you cut it, it is a phenomenal song. She has a phenomenal voice. The guitar is great. To be perfectly honest, I tend to often prefer Bob Dylan songs sung by people other than Bob Dylan. So go figure. And that actually, that CD, Songs of Bob Dylan, it's like a triple album, if they had albums. It's full of amazing covers of Bob Dylan tracks. I've you know, years ago when we were in the studios, I actually did a whole show on that CD. So that's how good it is. We kick things off with like a band I just discovered. It's two sisters. They're called Lark and Poe. And they covered Mama, I'm Coming Home by Ozzy Osbourne. This is not the first time you're going to hear Larkin Poe on any of my segments on Three Amigos. They do a bunch of really cool covers. They do some great original stuff. They are the real deal. They are Southern acoustic blues rock. I mean, they're phenomenal. Really, really cool. And I hope you really like that. That's an amazing version of an Aussie song. I hope this gave you the opportunity to just chillax, just relax, chill, listen to these great soothing songs, and kind of forget all the crap that's going on right now. That is the intention of this set, and that will be the intention of my second set. So that's it for me. Until later, ciao.
To prevent the spread of the virus, wear a mask in public places, such as on public transit and in grocery stores and businesses. The best way to protect your health and the health of those around you is still to follow recognized hygiene measures. For example, washing your hands regularly and keeping your distance. Let's continue to protect ourselves. Find out more at quebec.ca/mask. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Radio. It's like magic, but invisible.
This is Monica Passos for CKUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
It's that time once again to send things over to our man from Manchester at Strange Way Studios.
Armitage Shanks! Oi! Tyler! Tyler! Armitage Shanks! Oi! Oi! Tyler! 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 Tyler!
Greetings, mates. This is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester. And what I'll be bringing you this week on our Three Amigos special is I'm going to be diving into some tracks from a brand new band who released their debut album this past week, and it went straight to number one. The band is from Leeds. They're called Yard Act, and they're just outstanding. I know Doug has been all over them, as have I. And what I will be starting off with is their debut EP that was released about half a year ago called The Dark Days EP, and I'll be playing the title track from that.
The truth was sold, that's where the trail goes cold. My shoulders shudder at the thought of puffing my chest out as I walk home alone. Under the arches, there's this bloke with a car boot full of stolen phones, knock-off cologne and mink carcasses. Limit condition from Selfridges, mate. I see arsonists with business rates etched on the back of empty matchboxes, and police officers getting their truncheons polished off in the bushes, wondering what all the fuss is about and what I'm looking at. But if looks could kill, my vacant gaze wouldn't even pierce the skin. I'm not lazy, ambition's just something I've no interest in. At least when I meet my maker, I'll embrace all my mistakes as I descend into the bowels of hell with a shit-eating grin on my face.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse. We're skeptic due to how the media have depicted you. Though getting to know you better, we clicked and so we stuck together. Turning the corner of the burning cenotaph, and those coppers clocked us, stopped us and shook us up and down with no ground two and no due process. They started discussing whether to let us off for doing nothing or maybe pop us for looking like we might be hiding something. And the radio buzzed in. Thank fuck I bought you enough time not to get shot.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
A letter in the post addressed to the previous owner. I don't know how to pronounce their name. I don't think that they were from round here, you know. Well, I just moved into the area. Yeah, that big old thing over the road. It's a fixer-upper, though. It's a fixer-upper, so. We're in a book pound shop, terracotta frogs everywhere. Wrap solar power fairy lights round the gutter. I got a Prosecco o'clock poster, half price in IKEA. It goes nicely with the existential fear that I feel when I accidentally wonder what I'm really doing here and how long I've got left before I'm 6 feet under. I can't believe I'm a two-home owner. Can't believe I'm a two-home owner. I finally got a nice little drive to call my own. Off-street parking for the Rover. It's a fixer-upper though, yeah. No, not the Rover, the Rover's golden. I'm talking about that big old thing over the road. Yeah, that big old thing over the road. We're gonna knock through the kitchen wall though, even though it is a lovely bit of tudor. We're gonna absolutely ruin it all, right? We can't stand old shite. It's a fixer-upper. It's a fixer-upper. It's a fixer-upper. It's a fixer-upper. Anyway, this letter, I'll just post it back, return to sender, unless you know him. I think he's called Mr. J. Konopinski. Oh no, wait, that's not an M, that's a D. Dr. J. Konopinski, do you know him? He sounds a bit Russian to me. Oh, Polish, I see. And he had a PhD. What in? Probably one of them pointless media degrees. Not for me. University of life, you see, I got thick skin. School of hard knocks, gonna knock through that wall on Tuesday in case you and the wife were gonna be in. It's a fixer-upper. It's a fixer-upper. It's a fixer-upper. Yeah, it's a fixer-upper. Alright, mate, sorry about the commotion yesterday. The bloody builders are refusing to finish the job until I pay them. But I told them no one pulls a fast one on Graham. I'm Graham, by the way, don't know if I mentioned. I told them I'm not made of money, you're having a laugh. Two homes in a Rover comes from our crap. I'm not minted, I earn it. It's not some funny voodoo business. I didn't walk on gilded splinters to make the dent I did in under a year. I earn it, in case you're wondering. As for the builders, yeah, they're Polish. I'm not bothered about that, like. But where you come from says a lot about a man. And I'm not from round here, but I am. Also, they won't
So what we just heard were two tracks from the Dark Days EP, which is the first release from Yard Act, the band from Leeds that is number one in the UK right now with their debut album. And I'll be right back after some segments from Mark and his Rock and Roll Report and Doug to bring you some tracks from this number one debut album. So please stay tuned.
You are listening to the Drastic Plastic Program here on CKUT.
Okay, and so to introduce my segment for this evening is to kind of address it as a state of the union of the musical content brought to you by Ground Zero Studios here for Drastic Plastic. And largely it's been inspired by this docuseries by Peter Jackson and the exploration of the Beatles. The series is called Get Back, which I believe is streaming on Disney, a look at the recording of the Let It Bleed album. And I haven't seen the whole series completely, but I've just been able to capture bits and pieces of it on YouTube. And I believe if, like you, who have checked this out, it's been a complete fascination in the entire creative process that the Beatles took on in creating music which has been cornerstones of some of the greatest musics ever recorded, from probably maybe one of the greatest bands that ever was. And then, of course, it made me realize that there's been a lot of bands that never perhaps got that kind of recognition that these stalwart bands from the 60s like The Who, The Stones, The Doors, The Beatles, etc., who never got their music heard and never rose to the forefront of either radio or even, for that matter, recording music. I've got a huge catalog of albums from the High in the 60s series, record collections, the Pebbles series, not to mention collections from the Nuggets series that have been recorded, as well as a couple of gigs of downloaded music, all from bands from this era of the 60s and 70s, of great music, some of it fantastic, some of it maybe not so much so. But these are bands that aspire to be just as great and inspiring as perhaps the Beatles were when they were putting together, you know, the albums that have become the catalog of our musical consciousness. So in future segments of mine on Drastic Plastic, I'm going to be bringing to you something that we're going to call the Rock Dig. And it's going to be an archaeological dig into the UK's underground music scene of the 60s and the 70s to uncover some of these lost gems, or perhaps examine some of the seedlings of musics from bands who would later become some of the greatest bands of all time. All in the UK, maintaining our UK presence on Drastic Plastic, looking at British proto-psychedelic scene, the origins of perhaps hard rock and prog, even examining some of the British folk freak psychedelia. There's just a lot of great music. There's a lot of bad music, but it's music nonetheless, and each of it with a bit of a story that tell with it. And we hope that you'll enjoy it. Again, we're going to be calling it The Rock Dig, an archaeological discovery of UK's underground music scene in the 60s and 70s. Here's a little sampling. This is a band called Dandelion's Chariot, and they are origin from 1967 in London, with a fellow named Zoot Money, kind of the frontman for this over-the-top theatrical band. In fact, they only lasted about 9 months, and not even recording anything of any prominence other than just a couple of singles. They were noted mostly for their live show, and obviously it was their light show that drew in the most attention, with a light show that was actually lent out to another London band called the Pink Floyd. Their theatrical spectacles became almost instant cult classics in London's underground scene in the 60s, and they recorded at least this one song, It's a Soft Machine styled song, and maybe the title of it may be appropriate for today. This is Dantillion's Chariot and their song World War III on the Drastic Plastic program.
Yeah.
And welcome back. That was a song called Making Time from a band, The Creation. Maybe one of my favorite bands from this genre of music. And maybe a bit of a cult classic for any of you who are listening in, who are fans of this kind of music. In fact, my first Creation record was purchased at one of two stores. I can't recall which, but both on St. Denis. If you remember this, the record shop Primitive, or it may have been purchased at Beatnik Records, which again is still on St. Denis. Check it out for some great, great music. Nonetheless, that was The Creation and their track Making Time, recorded in 1966. Singer Kenny Pickett once said that it was a song that should have been an instant classic, but our record label, Planet Records, simply could not distribute it and could not get it into the shops, and so therefore became somewhat of a cult classic. Before The Creation, we heard from Dan Tillian's Chariot and a song called World War III. And that's the kind of music and more, of course, that we're going to be presenting to you in our segment from Ground Zero Studios on the Drastic Plastic program called The Rock Dig. And let's move right along with some more music right here on the Drastic Plastic program, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Well, let's talk about the controversial thing, the vaccine. Who's not going to take the vaccine because they think it might be dangerous? Raise your hands. Now take that hand and slap yourself in the fucking face. Do you hear that? That was the voice of fucking reason, wasn't it? The spread of COVID was directly linked to how dense the population is, and some of the population really quite fucking dense.
It's a fact. Stupid people have stupid children. If you're stupid, please don't have sex. If you insist on having sex, then please have sex with animals. Preferably animals smarter than you are. That way, if by some biological fluke you and the animal actually have offspring, odds are the offspring will be less stupid than you are. One more thing. Don't assume the animal is protected. If the animal has a condom, or if female some sort of interuterine device, insist they wear it. Please, help stamp out this mindlessness. Keep your stupidity to yourself.
This message brought to you by the Council of Concerned Citizens who are smarter than you are.
Radio, it's like TV without all the colors.
This is CKUT FM.
Imagine if all the people in the world thought this way.
Mind blown.
It's time now to send things over to Krabby Road Studios with Mark.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Report. Turn it up.
Like millions of music fans, I was stunned when I heard that Chris Cornell had passed. He has one of the most, not only distinctive voices in rock, but probably one of the most versatile voices in rock. So, you know, it was a real tragedy, a real loss to music. So for this set, I'm continuing my chill out and relax theme, but I'm playing two songs from Chris Cornell. And he picks two musicians, bands, that are as diametrically opposed to each other as you could possibly ever be. The first track that he covers is the song Patience by Guns N' Roses, which I love, and it is one of, being a drummer, that's one of the songs that I can actually play an acoustic guitar and sound somewhat decent. So I don't know what that's saying about the song, but I love the song. Then he covers, and you might be more familiar with this version, but he sings Nothing Compares to You, the Sinead O'Connor song, and does a mesmerizing rendition of that song. So again, relax, turn the lights down, and just chill out and enjoy. This is Chris Cornell here on the Drastic Plastic program with the Three Amigos on CKUT 90.3 FM. Turn It Up.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out all night and sleep all day since you took your love away.
since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whoever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. Nothing can take away these blues. Nothing compared to you. It's been so lonely without you here, like a bird without a song. Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling.
That was the late, great Chris Cornell singing Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You. As you could tell from the end, that was live at the Sirius XM Studios, recorded in 2015. I kicked off the set with his cover of Guns N' Roses' Patience, and that was off his CD No One Sings Like You Anymore, which really... is a pretty accurate title, because the guy had a voice that was just from another dimension. I mean, it was incredible. And but I hope you enjoyed this more subdued, this more relaxed rock and roll mark here on the Three Amigos. But I thought it was appropriate that we just kind of chilled together during these chaotic times. So I hope you enjoyed it, and I will be back next month with more cool, fun covers. Until then, stay safe. Cheers.
And now it's off to Strangeway Studios for another segment from our man from Manchester.
And I'm back. Armitage Shanks, still your man from Manchester. And as stated in my first set this week, I am examining under the sonic microscope the work of Yard Act, which is a brand new band from Leeds that has the distinction of having their debut album released last week move directly to number one in the UK, and well merited, I might say. The album in question is The Overload. In the first segment of the show, we were playing some tracks from their EP, which was released about half a year ago. The EP is the Dark Days EP, and it is excellent. There is those songs do not appear on the debut full-length album called The Overload. And I'll just quickly say that critics, while universally acclaiming the band, which is great, it seems like they're falling all over themselves trying to pigeonhole their sound, which is always a bit of a a futile exercise. But, you know, nevertheless, they're now that the band is really coming to their own, production's excellent, by the way, on the album. But they're of course, being from Leeds, another Yorkshire band that they are often compared to as Arctic Monkeys. I think they have a bit of Franz Ferdinand in their The Fall. You be the judge. I mean, look, they're Yard Act, so why compare them to anyone else? Interestingly, though, I heard an interview in the past several days with the lead singer of the band who was saying, we would actually most like to be compared to Pulp. And I get that. Pulp, it's certainly the attitude. I wouldn't say the music is much like Pulp. Certainly the attitude, the lyricism. In any case, I'll be playing you tracks, my favorite tracks from The Overload, but by no means, like, everything's excellent on it. It's pure quality, no filler. The first track I'll be bringing you is the title track, The Overload, here on Drastic Plastic, Three Amigos edition on CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
There's no hope. Kids these days, they think they've been outdone by, but they've never even looked at an iron lung like I did once. They've got the whole thing wrong, just fumbling along from the bottom rung, sucking each other off and popping designer bongs. It's a constant hit. It's not worth what you're paying for it. In my day, the gear on the street was so weak, it could eat your ambition in a matter of weeks, just trying to envision the peak, and that's bleak. And that's bleak. And singer you got in out the band and getting yourself a gig down the Grand. I know the landlord, Fat Andy, and I bet he'd be up for giving you a leg up if you just give him a hand. Just don't be doing originals, play the standards and don't get political. I know what that dickhead singer's like. He'll end up in the back of an ambulance with the mic stand rammed up his ass twice over, all because he couldn't ignore the flag and be polite. Show some respect and listen to my advice.
nice, because if you don't challenge me on anything, you'll find I'm actually very nice. Are you listening? I'm actually very fucking nice.
Indifference to a liquid narrative. Obviously, I tried writing you out of the will. I just hadn't the guts to lie through my teeth, though only because I'm susceptible to the truth on the bleakest of moons. And though there is a beauty in a whole truth, the knotty roots of a shameful past will never let it be. Each new shoot is an escape route. And make no mistake, we are living out our last days in the land of the blind, where the one-eyed man was king until he lost his mind. Hey! Empty pockets, a quick whip round for the long-suffering house band.
It's the 27th hour of Chaos Horror Disorder. CKUT 91.3 FM. Everybody's sick, but we're not in the same place, so don't worry.
No. Yeah.
I'm feeling quite a bit better.
It was a rough one for me, I'm not going to lie, but you know what? If I could